with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
It's time to have a podcast.
I can't hear anything. Oh, there we go. Hi, podcast time, breakfast rolled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun today, wasn't it?
It was brilliant fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that get it off your chest where your mum got the gift.
Oh my God, that actually triggered me. I felt so wounded for that poor girl.
Sensitive one, aren't you?
Because I can feel the pain. I can feel the kind of betrayal that she felt from her friend. You know?
There's a lot more things to be worried about.
Girls'
in life.
Friendships are very complicated.
They really
are.
Yeah,
there's
and
betrayal
I'm
there. There's doing the dirty with other friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm learning every day. But we didn't do that first off. We did a service.
Service says.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm starting to collapse and it's not even midday yet. What time is it? 20 past 10.
Oh, you need to eat something.
I do. I had me eggs this morning, unlike yourself. It was lovely being in the studio, no smell of eggs. All right, here's our survey says.
Producer Donal. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm all right, thank you.
Good.
Today I am asking the question. 31% of adults admit they've done this when nobody was home. What is it?
Ooh,
you're all alone on your own. At home.
Watch whatever the hell you want to watch.
That is very... Yeah, you got to watch what everyone wants to watch.
Yeah, because you've got TV shows that only you watch. Mm. And then you've a show that the family watches. Then you've a show that you watch together as a couple. And then the show that your other half wants to watch, then you just pretend to like it.
You summed it up quite well there.
Yeah.
That's not the answer, but that's a very good... That could be a high percentage.
Oh, what is the percentage?
31%.
That's still a high percentage when it comes to averages, I think. Then again, I was terrible at maths.
It's nearly a third, so you're right,
So 31%, you're a third.
So immature.
I know. So they do this when there's nobody home, is it take off their bra and dance and sing. Because there's no one there. You're in the door, the bra comes off, the dressing gown goes on, and you put on the tunes. And you're singing at the top of your lungs and you think you're brilliant and no one is there to tell you you're not. Not looking at you, Cooper.
No, is this something you do?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you tell me that when I'm singing and you tell me to be quiet, to stop it. Stop it.
It was so funny.
Stop it.
I was only talking to my wife about your singing last night.
Stop.
Because we were watching a clip from the Graham Norton show and Cher was on it, all right? It was an old clip from Christmas time. I mean, she brought out the, please play a Christmas song. And everyone was commenting on how auto-tuned she is. And I said, Lisa, can I let you into a secret? I've tried to auto-tune Una. Believe it or not, auto-tune can't even correct Una. She's still laughing. She went up to bed laughing, slapping the banisters going up. That's hilarious.
No, she did not. Lisa likes my singing. I know she does. She doesn't. So anyway, is this take off the bra, dance around the kitchen and sing show tunes?
No, it's not. No, that's probably empowering though.
It's very empowering, yeah. And it's really good for your health.
Wow, yeah.
No, it is. To sing is good for your health and dancing around. Your move, it's your movement, it's body movement, you know?
Imagine.
Shaking things off.
Una, you're like you're an innovator, you're an Instagram hater. You've just opened her eyes to something there. I never knew that movement was good for you.
Well,
exercise, like.
Exercise, but it's not even about exercise. It's just about, like, you know, your body.
All right, I was just taking the mic out of you.
Taking your bra off, Cooper.
Yeah, taking
it's
your bra off.
The energy as well, you know, shaking off the energy.
Oh, there's plenty of energy.
Yeah,
going
let
on.
Your body know you're there. What?
All right, we need some actual guesses, please, before people are looking for clips. Yeah. All right, 087-1102-107. The question is
31% of adults admit they've done this when nobody was home. What is it?
All right. No.
Okay, fine.
You can have another guess in a few minutes.
Okay, thanks.
We've taken up enough of our time right now. Producer Donald in our survey says, what are we asking?
Today, 31% of adults admit they've done this when nobody was home. What is that?
Sent people go around the house in the nip when there's no one there.
I reckon it's walk around the house naked. There's nothing better than just shredding those clothes and being naked. I'd be a naturalist if my teenagers would let me, but unfortunately they're making me keep my clothes on.
I'd be too cold to be a naturalist.
You would.
I would, yeah.
There's a collective agreement there.
I don't, and just walking naked, right? It's just... There's just a lot of movement when you're naked. You know, you notice everything. It'll wobble and stuff, you know.
Bing, bong, bing. Yeah.
Bing, bong, bing.
I said nothing. I just respected the lady. You went bing bong.
I'm respecting the view of what has been put down.
All right, 087-1102 on a 7. The question is
31% of adults admit they've done this when nobody was home. What is it?
Jesus, don't know. How are we getting on, buddy?
The question we're asking is 31% of adults admit they've done this when nobody was home. No one's got it right yet. What is it?
Did somebody say something about leaving the door open?
Someone says, yeah, do twosies, do poops with the door open.
While you're in your house and you're on. Even if I'm doing a onesie, I close the door if I'm in the house of my own.
That's because the scent would permeate.
I would just stop
the
it. You always have to lower the tone. Open. I always have to lower the tone in it. Unbelievable.
That's not the answer, though. No.
She's a doorkeeper opener.
You're a two flusher.
Always, once again, the tone.
Good morning, guys. I was just wondering, is the answer bed rotting all day?
Oh,
just lying in bed watching TikTok all day, doing absolutely nothing.
Oh my God, I could think of nothing worse to do than waste away my life flicking through TikTok, looking at people trying to sell me bloody toilet paper.
Okay, forget the TikTok, but just the bed rotting part is delicious. No. Like, that is oh God. Just relaxing in your beautiful bed, covered in warm and cozy, listening to your audio book, sleeping.
We're only on this spinning ball of dirt and water for one part of a blip of time. Get out and do something creative.
Yeah, but your body needs to relax. You need to be kind to yourself. Right. You've got the Catholic guilt that you always need to be doing something. You don't.
Anyway, not the answer.
All right, okay. We need the answer.
The answer is 31% of adults admit they have had a full-on conversation with a pet like they were human when they were home alone.
Oh, yeah.
Why absolutely. Do you need to be home alone to do that?
It's just the survey. Like,
oh, right, yeah, sorry.
Okay. And I tell you what, you two have a discussion about that because we're now over. Let
me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
We've got fun with Paul from Mullingar today in Rhymus.
Oh, my God, yeah. Like, I think you got a bit inappropriate with him and me. Now he thinks that I want him round to my house.
Well, you asked him round to your house.
No, I just said if he's a personal trainer and if he's providing a service, like, why do I have to go to meet him? He should come to my house.
Well, the idea is to get you out of the house, Una.
No, you can still work out in the house.
Yeah, but you need a different kind of environment to get into that workout space. Your home is your home where you relax and chill.
No, we can go out into the garden. There's a ball there. We can kick it around.
Have you ever done exercise in your life? Standing there in the garden kicking a ball against the wall.
I do. I kick a ball every night with my twins.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm a goalie. I'm a really bad goalie.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, and they don't aim for the goal. They aim for me.
It's so typical of you to pick the position where you don't need to move around that much.
What's the least
movement
energetic
I can do here? Yeah, got to save my energy for other things.
Saying that, I was a goalkeeper for school and soccer as well. The old Castnock Celtic in Verona. Yeah,
how were you? Good.
Yeah, I was a great keeper.
Yeah.
For the schools, Leinster schools, we got into the semi-finals. We lost, unfortunately, so we didn't get to play in Croke Park, but we had to go and watch the final.
Oh God, yeah. That sucks. You let some goals in, didn't you?
I'll never forget it. It was a away game for us. It was a home game for them. And when I say a puddle in the goals, I was at least a foot below the height of the goals. That's how deep the puddle was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, blame the weather.
Blame the weather. What is it? A bad workman always blames his tools.
Yeah, but I wasn't cutting some wood.
No.
Yeah. Actually, saying that, I was cutting wood recently and the saw was offline. So everything is out of kilter and not the right angles and not flush or anything like that. I've made an absolute hames of what I was
making. Why were you cutting wood?
I was making something at home.
Oh, look, very arts and craftsy, aren't you? Very arts and crafts family, aren't you? Make and do. With your bees out the back, making your own honey, huh?
What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
You're mad. And you're that little bit more special than the rest of us, aren't you?
I am special, thank you very much. Yes.
All right. What's this? Rhymus, yeah. Paul from Mullingar. Or so he says.
Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it. Think on the spot.
Come on.
You're up against the clock.
Sing it.
Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it.
Paul from Mullingar is on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
How are you doing, guys? How's things?
Yeah, good, thanks very much. Are you able to tell us what you do for a living, Paul? What you do with your life?
Freelance personal trainer.
Freelance personal trainer? Yeah. Very nice.
You catch me anywhere, you catch me anywhere.
And do you go to people's houses?
From Una.
Do you go to people's houses, Paul?
I do sometimes, but I try to get them somewhere else, like out in a public area, like park or something like that, or like a Harrier's track or something, so...
Okay.
Una now wants to know what's a Harrier's
track. What's a Harrier's track?
Oh, sorry, it'd be like just a running track based in like different areas.
Yeah, because it's good to get them, to get people outside,
yeah.
You know, rather than the comfort of their own home.
I love Una's attitude of like, you're talking to a personal trainer here now, a freelance personal trainer, like, will you come to my house?
Yeah.
Oh, why, what's wrong? Can you not find the keys to lock your door or anything? No, I'm just too lazy to leave it.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we can arrange some sort of discount anyway for yourselves. So.
Oh, very good, but you'll have to come to the house.
And also, Una's not equipment. Getting out of the bed. So if you can think of exercises to do in the bed. What?
You could, there's loads of... Sorry. Yeah, I got that there. Yep.
Every day. All I have to do is open a door, she walks into it. Okay.
Paul,
we are going to play a game called Rhyme It. And if anybody hasn't heard Rhyme It yet, all you got to do is rhyme every answer with the word that we give you. We give you 30 seconds to answer as quickly as you can. And the person with the highest score at the end of the week wins the contents of Una's drawers. In there are purple snacks and goodies and galore. All right, so the word that you have to rhyme with this morning, Paul, is?
Gate. G-A-T-E, gate.
Okay.
He doesn't sound too sure. It's like
Paul.
Yeah, come on, Paul.
Come on.
You got it.
You're in the Harrier's track.
No, I'm ready.
You're ready.
Just think of this. You've got to walk past the gate to get to Una's front door.
It's open, Paul. Come on upstairs.
Okay, your 30 seconds start now.
If something is predetermined and written in the stars, it must be what?
Faith.
I met someone on Hinge and now we're going on our first what?
Faith.
To catch fish, I need to lure them with what?
Bait.
You can do this on ice.
Skate.
A distinguishing feature of your personal nature or personality.
Pass.
If I stop for coffee before work, I'll probably be what?
Late.
Goods carried by a large vehicle is known as what?
Pass.
Time is up.
Woo! You did really well.
Not well enough, though. You got five.
No, it's more than five.
Definitely not five.
Probably better than that.
No. Now you got 1, 2, 3, then you 4, and then you passed on number 6. You got next one, and then you passed on the next one. So a distinguishing feature of your personal nature or personality is a trait. Goods carried by a large vehicle is known as?
Freight.
Oh, okay.
I'm afraid you didn't win. Sorry. Just dad joke of the day.
Yeah.
Paul, you did great, though. We enjoyed having fun with you, and we look forward to seeing what type of condition that you can get Una into.
Lads,
Paul was over for the personal training session last night. I'm exhausted.
I didn't even need to leave the room. What did Paul do at first? Well, he did a few squats and I watched. Oh, God. Now I've got indigestion.
I can squat just as well as the next person, I'll have you know.
There it is there now. Thank you so much, Paul. Lovely to talk to you. And you never know, you might be able to come on again and redeem yourself and get the highest score, right?
No worries. Thanks a million.
Thanks so much, Paul.
There you go. Now, Una, not only scarring people.
I'm not scarring anyone.
He's scarred. Did you hear how quiet he went at the end there? He's traumatized.
That was your fault.
You know.
No, you were making everyone feel uncomfortable. Yeah.
You're the one who spat out and goes, I love to squat.
I did not say I love to squat.
It was something along the lines.
I said I can squat just as well as the next person. I know how to squat.
It's going to be a video up on that This Is I Ready in the next few moments, so you can eat those words, lady.
Are you on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
All this week we've been looking for why your dad's a legend and to crown them Dad of the Year 2026. Loads of messages coming in, but we're only able to play out a few of them. Here's some from today.
While the rain is kind of like come down upon us this morning, we need to try and brighten up your day and make your dad the Dad of the Year 2026.
Woo!
It's really nice getting some of these messages in about how much you think the dads are amazing in your lives, which they are.
Very
as well.
Wholesome.
So when does your dad come to your rescue? What makes him a legend? We're looking for you to send us your nominations now because we want to crown them tomorrow before Father's Day this weekend. Father's Day is this Sunday.
Oh, and tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
Wow, that came along fast, didn't it?
I know. But we've been telling you all week, Una.
Yeah.
You know. So, like, if you've nothing organised by now, it doesn't matter because
Dad. Of course I do.
No, it doesn't matter. Like, once you get a smile and a hug or a wink or a
phone call.
That's
all the dads want.
That's all dads want.
Okay.
You know? And there you go. So, 087-110-2107 if you would like to send us a voice note nominating your dad. Let's get one now.
Hello, it's Paula.
Hey, Paula.
From Tullamore. I'm 14 years old and I think my dad is a legend because he's very passionate about football, even though he supports the wrong team because Real Madrid is obviously the best. He makes really good rashers every Saturday morning and he sends me money whenever I ask and he calls me a scammer for it. Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye.
Dads always make good rasher sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
And they always get, the money that they give you is always good as well.
Yeah, no, that is always good.
All right. Mm-hmm. Keep your messages coming, 087-110-2107. Why do you want your dad to be Dad of the Year 2026? This week, we've been looking for you to nominate your dad to become Dad of the Year 2026. Yay! I felt like Dad of the Year yesterday, actually.
Why is that?
I was just busy doing stuff. I mean, making dinner, and then I was just like, I had to do some work for the show as well. Then yesterday after,
I made
dinner, and then I was prepping other bits and pieces for the weekend for the state, and then I kind of disappeared then into the sitting room, thinking that everybody's probably going to look for me in the office. But no, I was in the sitting room. They found me though, and when they found me, they're like, "Dad," I'm like, "What?" They're like, "Can we go for ice cream?" I'm like, "Yes." Yeah, so we brought everyone out for ice cream last night.
Isn't that so lovely and wholesome?
It was so lovely and wholesome.
Yeah.
And I love telling you stories like that because it makes you sick.
I just I took them all out for ice cream.
Do you know what
kind of ice cream? Like, you went into the shop and got a bunch of Magnums or something and you all sat around the kitchen table eating Jesus Magnums Christ. Together.
No, we went down to the local centre and they have the
machine.
They make the...
I thought you hate soft serve ice cream.
Oh,
it gives you the ick.
I don't get anything.
Oh, you don't get anything.
No.
So you just watch everyone else have the soft serve ice cream that gives you the ick.
I treated myself to a sparkling something and it was nice. So everyone else had something that they liked and I had something I liked.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, that's
fantastic.
Isn't that lovely? Yeah. I hate you for doing it, but it's lovely.
I don't hate you for doing it. Ah, yeah, so cute. We went for ice cream.
Yeah. The last time I try and share a wholesome story with you.
It's a great story. You should tell it more often.
Yeah, need some more dragons. Anyway, maybe my kids will nominate me, but no, they're probably still in bed.
Yeah.
Hey guys, Lisa here in Galway. I'd love to nominate my dad, John. He does everything for us at the drop of a hat. If we need a lift somewhere.
Like to the ice cream parlour. I hear you, Lisa.
If there's something broken in our house.
Yeah, we get Big Dave to fix it. Sorry, go on, sorry.
He'll even go around and like be fixing things without us even realising in our houses. He doesn't let us put our hand in our pocket for anything, even though we're in our mid-30s to 40s. Mm. And he is the best granddad. Especially with my daughter, they call each other GD1 and GD2. They have such a special bond. It's brilliant. But he is the best dad to all of us and the best granddad.
That is so good, isn't it?
That was lovely.
Yeah. Fixing things.
GD1
sounds like
and
he's
GD2.
A bit of a menace, in fairness, now.
Why?
Fixing things around the house when he hasn't been asked.
But isn't that great? I mean, isn't that imagine having someone like that in your life? They're not asking, they just do it.
I just did a whole description of stuff that I was doing. You're just like,
What did you do? What? You sat down on your backside in the sitting room and then they came in and asked you to take them for ice cream and you said, yeah, let's go.
And do you want to know what I was doing on my backside in the sitting room?
Watching the telly.
No, I was doing some work for you that you need to get done.
For me?
Yeah. I was writing some stuff up for the show.
No, that's the show, yeah. So it's not for me, that's for our show. Our show.
I'm still doing stuff for us, Una, and not my family.
Well, you rewarded yourself, didn't you?
What, with a drink? Fizzy drink.
Yeah.
What else can I? Anyway, thank you so much. Well done. You are in the final for becoming Dad of the Year 2026. Miss the show?
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
And here we go. Get it off your chest, where Una feels seen. And what was it you were saying? I felt
a bit wounded, a little bit hurt for this poor girl.
Yeah,
because she gave. You'll hear it all now, but I am on this girl's side, and I totally understand why she feels so upset.
Get it off your chest. I am so ready for this one because I think this one is very juicy. I'd love to get everybody's opinion on this. What do you reckon? Has this happened to you? On 087-1102-107.
Okay, this is from Sarah, and I actually want to start with I feel wounded for Sarah. Okay.
Okay.
Hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because I'm absolutely raging at one of my friends and I don't know if I'm overreacting. A few months ago, it was my friend Helen's birthday. She's one of my closest friends, so I wanted to get her something really nice. She'd been eyeing up a necklace for ages, so I bit the bullet. I spent far more than I should have and I bought it for her. When she opened it, she did seem to like it. Fast forward to this weekend, we were all out and I spotted another friend in our group wearing the necklace.
No!
I immediately recognised it because I'd spent enough money on the thing. So I said, "Oh wow, that's gorgeous." And my friend replied, "Thanks, Helen gave it to me as a present." I nearly choked on my drink. I just smiled, nodded and walked away because I didn't want to make a scene. But inside I was absolutely fuming and very hurt. It wasn't some random gift. And if she didn't like it, fair enough. But surely you just don't just hand it to someone else in the same friend group. Now, every time I see that necklace, all I can think about is the money I spent on it. Do I bring it up? Do I tell her I know she gave it away? Or do I just accept that once you give someone a present, it's theirs to do whatever they want with? Because right now, I'm struggling not to take it personally. Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, that's really hurtful, actually. I can't. That is super hurtful.
Is it definitely the same necklace? Because like,
It is 100% the same necklace. This happened to me with my friend. I got her perfume. What was the perfume again? I think it was Flower Bomb perfume. Nice perfume, expensive perfume. And then a couple of months later, I saw that my other friend had the Flower Bomb perfume in her bag and I was like, "Oh, lovely, love that perfume." She was like, "Oh yeah, such and such gave it to me as a present." And I was like, oh. Well, I actually brought it up with my friend and I was like, "Oh my God, what's the story?" And she was all sheepish and was like, "I just didn't like the perfume."
That's fair.
Yeah. That's fair, because perfume, I suppose, is very personal. And, yeah. But this girl was eyeing up that necklace. So what is the dealio?
I honestly don't know. I'm just trying to think. Like, I don't mind regifting, because you might be in a situation where you can't afford to buy something for somebody and it's their birthday or a wedding or something like this, and you've regifted something.
Yeah, but not in the same friend group. Surely she would have known that Sarah would have seen it on the other girl. It is hurtful because.
I wouldn't go as deep as hurtful.
It is hurtful because it's a necklace. Sarah spent a lot of money on it, gave it to her saying, "You know, this is a way of saying, you know, you're one of my best friends. I love you. I want you to have this." And then the friend just goes, "I don't want it." And just shoves it onto another pal.
Well, I suppose...
It's almost like a betrayal. It's almost like she did the dirt.
You and I look at this completely different. It's like I wouldn't get hurt by somebody regifting somebody something, because we don't know the I don't know.
No, she did the dirt, Sarah. She did the dirt on you with one of your other friends. Yeah, Helen did the dirty on you. And
what do you
really
reckon?
Hurtful.
What do you reckon of this? And have you been in a situation where you have had this happen to you, where you've gifted something to somebody and you've seen that they've regifted to somebody else? It happened to you with the perfume.
With the perfume, but the perfume was different. Because, look, she just didn't like the smell of the perfume.
Fair. 087-1102-107. Get it off your chest this morning. This is juicy, and it's getting very juicy. Lots of messages coming in on 087-1102-107. Love to hear your voice on this.
I feel wounded for Sarah because Sarah's bestie's basically done the dirty on her, right? So Sarah bought her bestie, Helen, a necklace that Helen had been eyeing up for ages, spent a lot of money on it. Helen seemed to be happy when she gave her the present. A couple of months later, fast forward, they're all out, all their friend group are out on night out, and Sarah notices one of the other girls wearing the exact necklace that she had got for Helen.
Yikes.
So she went up and she was like, "Oh my God, I really like your necklace." And the girl was like, "Oh, thanks so much, Helen gave it to me as a present." And I just, so she's taken it personally. She's very upset. Like, why would you do that?
We don't know the situation that Helen was in.
We do know the situation that Helen... But what do you mean?
I know. Well, maybe she didn't really like it.
Box set or something, or I don't know, chocolates.
Okay. What are you saying? 087-110-2107.
So I got married in 2025. And as you do, you get gifts and cards and stuff like that.
I wonder, did she get a gravy boat?
Is that a great gift?
And it wasn't until a while later, we were properly looking at some of the gifts, and I seen that somebody got us a photo album in a lovely box and everything.
Nice photo album to put all your memories in. That's nice. A lovely gift.
And when I opened it, I was delighted, and I noticed then that there was another couple of name engraved onto it, so I had to get rid of that.
I take it wasn't your name.
Engraved onto it. How could you be so silly to do that?
Maybe the person who had got it as a gift originally from their wedding didn't see the engraving.
Oh, yeah. That talk about a re-gifting disaster.
I remember re-gifting a wedding gift to somebody who got married. One of our wedding, we lovely sets of cutlery, all right?
You did, because you asked for them. You asked people to buy a cutlery and a gravy boat.
We got too many. As in,
too many gravy boats.
No, hang on a second. Put the gravy boat into the cupboard for a second. It was too many sets of cutlery. So we had too many sets of cutlery, all right?
Yeah, right.
And they were lovely. They were that kind of like Newbridge silverware type of thing. And we were invited to a wedding then a few years later, and we didn't have a lot of money. We could barely afford to go to the wedding, and we didn't have money for a gift. So we kind of said, well, this is a nice gift. It's just wasting away here. And we gave it as a gift. This person is on the radio and bitched about it the next day when they got back, saying, now they didn't mention, but I knew exactly that they were talking about me.
What did they say?
They said that they were absolutely disgusted. The fact that they couldn't be arsed or effort to actually give us an actual original gift, that they re-gifted something from their wedding.
How did they know that you re-gifted it?
I don't know. I don't know.
It must have been obvious.
It must have been obvious. Maybe there was a card in saying, well, you know.
I hope you're not friends with that person anymore.
Oh, no, I am. We're lads. We just get over it.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And, you know, we can get over these things by talking about it on the radio.
Just playing devil's advocate here, but I wonder, would there be any possibility that the girl bought the same necklace because she loved it so much for her other friend? Might just want to check that first, but I would definitely pull her and ask her about it.
It's possible.
I guess it's possible, yeah, but it sounds like, you know, an expensive one-of-a-kind necklace.
Okay, all right, good point. Keep your messages coming, 087-110-2107. What do you reckon? Have you ever been in this situation before where you've gifted somebody a gift that you got from somebody and you've been caught out by it? Let us know, 087-110-2107. Get it off your chest this morning. Things are heating up over a damn necklace.
So poor Sarah is feeling very hurt because she bought an expensive necklace for her friend Helen's birthday. When she gave Helen the necklace, Helen seemed to really like it. But then a couple of months later, they were all out. All the girlos were out for a night out, and Sarah noticed that another friend of theirs was actually wearing the specific necklace she had bought for Helen. So she went up to her friend. She was like, oh my God, your necklace. I love it. She said, thanks so much. Helen gave it to me as a present. So now Sarah is taking it personally. She's feeling very upset and hurt. And I kind of understand where I don't blame her.
Christina said, ask to borrow the necklace. I think ask to borrow it and then say, sorry, I lost it.
No. Start wearing it. And then it's psychological warfare. Her friend will see her wearing the necklace. Helen will see her wearing it. She'll be like,
or she borrows it, wears it for a while, then gives it to one of the other girls.
Yes.
And then wherever they go to all the time for the night out, gift it to one of the floor staff. All right? Or the barman or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mad. Like, play with your friends' minds. Do you know what I mean, Una? All right. WhatsApp 087-110-2107. What are you saying?
My best friend, when my son was born, gifted him a lovely set from Dunstores, and it was like a lion hood with like the mane and a jumper and matching sweatpants and a t-shirt. It was really lovely,
yeah.
But it wasn't my taste for him.
Oh.
So I didn't put it on him. You know, there's really lovely boy clothes, but I had different stuff. Like, I just had different taste for my son.
Mm.
So I put it to one side, and I had a stash. Any new mom could kind of vouch. Like, you have some clothes, you don't put on your kids' tags, you know, brand new. Now people are selling them on Vinted. We used to just re-gift them to people.
Yeah.
So I kept it. Now, in fairness, he did get a bigger size and the same thing that I did put on him eventually. But my best friend had a child then a year and a half later, and I saw this set in my wardrobe and I thought, oh my God, she loves cats. This is perfect. So I also bought her other bits with it, but that was like in there. And I gave it to her and she opened it and she's like, oh my gosh, I love it. I got your son the exact same thing. And I was like, in my head, oh, this, like, she gave me this and I'm re-gifting it back to her. Incredibly awkward. But I just bluffed it and I was like, yeah, I know. Isn't that so cool? Like, so now they have the same thing. I know you love, like, I loved it so much. And I know how much you love cats. So I went and I found it and bought it for your son a year and a half later. And she knows well, but I couldn't tell her the truth that I didn't like it. And I just kept it and happened to really embarrassingly re-gift it back to her.
That's fine.
I'm Scarlett. I'm sorry. I just, that would now, I would have to hide for a month after that. I just couldn't deal. But look, you know,
It's instead of wasting clothes, at least you didn't sell it on Vinted, and the woman who bought for originally spotted it on Vinted saying, Jesus Christ, there's another one there and it's only a fiver. I'll buy that. Yeah. Well, get it off your chest today. Somebody was gifted something. Somebody's not happy about something else. This is brilliant.
So Sarah is really upset. She's feeling really hurt because she gave one of her best friends, she bought a necklace for their birthday. Her name is Helen. Mm. And she said when she gave it to Helen, Helen had been eyeing up this necklace. So Sarah spent a lot of money and got it for her. A couple of months later, they were all out. The rest of their friend group were there. And Sarah noticed that one of the other girls was wearing the exact necklace that she had bought for Helen. Ooh. So she went up to the friend and she was like, oh my God, I really love your necklace. She was like, thanks so much. Helen gave it to me as a present. Now, that means that she actually get, it's not just on loan. Like, it's hers now as a present. So Sarah's feeling wounded and she's struggling not to take it personally and she doesn't know what to do.
Okay. Brilliant messages coming in at 087-1102-107.
Love languages seem to be a big thing now. And I know my love language is gifting. So I think I would be absolutely fuming and really, really hurt. Because if you, like, even recognising that your friend, like, you know, is eyeing up the gift.
Yeah.
And then you're probably saving money. She might not have a lot of money. And then she goes out and makes the effort to buy it and wrap it and is delighted giving it and then sees it, that she's given it to another friend. Oh, I'd be absolutely fuming. Thank God that's never happened to me. But I think if it did, I'd have to say it. I'd be just like, listen, what's the story there? Did you not like the gift? I thought you did. I'd have to have the conversation. It would just drive me mad otherwise. Big time.
Do you know what we're...
It's kind of a betrayal. I feel like maybe I'm overreacting, but...
Yeah, I think I wouldn't call it a betrayal until you've actually sat down and spoken to the person. Because I think we're really, really rubbish about actually, because we don't like confrontation. I think when something happens, we just like completely jump to conclusions.
Well, I did confront my pal, who I gave that expensive perfume to. And a couple of months later, the other friend had it and she was like, oh yeah. So this, she gave it to me as a present and I was like, oh well, did she really? Because I gave that to her in the first place.
And she explained why though.
She said she didn't like the perfume and I get it now, but I felt
you're double
like,
hurt.
I felt like they were kind of like, it's conspiratorial kind of.
No, no, absolutely. That,
well, that's how I felt at the time and you know, you can't.
That's how your brain
that's
works.
That's how my brain works.
Yeah.
Because any gift I give people, it's normally personalised. So they can't actually re-gift it somebody else with their details and all that stuff on it.
Oh yeah, so like getting their name on the gift and stuff like that.
Brilliant.
Yeah, like Una's favourite mug, and if I see Donald drinking out of it, I'm like, what an absolute bear.
Well, I know I had bits before where my sister did re-gift something I got her and I was just like, here, what story is this? I was like, I'm not paying for a gift for you, I need to give it to somebody else. It goes to the family, like, point. I said, spend your money on a gift. That was the end of it. She never done it again.
Yeah, she's never done it again.
And if you're re-gifting something, it's usually something that you don't like anyway, obviously.
Well, not necessarily. Like the example that I gave earlier on, that we re-gifted something because we had too many of them because people overbought what we wanted for our wedding and we were able to re-gift it and forward it on. But we got called out for it then.
Yeah, because the person, it was cutlery set.
Yeah.
And your pal on the radio was giving out about it the next day, saying that you had the cheek to give them part. That's really mean. That's shocking behaviour.
From me?
No, from your man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't know this situation. Like, they could have maybe been in the same situation where their friend's birthday was coming up and they didn't have money.
Well, then you don't. You explain to your friend, sorry, listen, I'm skint, I'm brassic, wait till I get paid and I'll treat you. But don't give a really gorgeous necklace that one of your other besties spent a lot of money on, especially for you. It is a betrayal in a way.
Una's so angry she punched the microphone.
I didn't punch. I just hit off. My hands are flailing.
Just, I'm very wary of people who've got flailing hands.
Really?
Yeah, do you remember recently somebody came up to me, they were requesting a song, they stuck their finger in my mouth by accident.
Oh, and you got the finger allergy afterwards.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Right, let's get one more message on this.
I bought a lovely book. It was a book of powerful women's quotes or something for my auntie's 60th birthday.
Have you got that book, Powerful Women's Quotes?
Of course they do.
Yeah.
And I went to write a lovely little note in the front of it, and there was already a handwritten note inside the book. Someone had returned it, and I bought it. Not realising.
Oh no, so somebody had returned it after...
writing on it.
No, after getting it as a gift.
Oh yeah.
Because it might have come with a gift receipt. And you bring it back to the place, you're like, sorry, I don't want this. Can I get something else? Like some, I don't know, oysters. And then it goes back onto the shelf, but lo and behold, on the inside goes, to Mary from Geraldine.
Stop, I'd be marching right back for my money back for that one.
I kind of think that's funny. All right, thank you so much. Come here, if there's anything you'd like to get off your chest at all, we'd love to hear from you. 087-110-2107. Be it petty, be it something that's really bugging you, maybe it's something your neighbours are doing, I'd love to hear from you. 087-110-2107.
Missed the show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm okay now. Yeah, I'm over it.
That was quick.
Yeah.
There'll be another thing tomorrow, though, yeah. No doubt. All right, thanks for listening, and we're back tomorrow morning, Friday. Una has promised us a song. How's it coming on?
I like dead bonds and I cannot lie. No other mothers can decide. That's all I got so far.
Okay.
It's so a work in progress, Cooper.
It's going to be live then, is it?
It's going to be live. Yeah.
Bring something like a big bin with you to get that reverb, a natural reverb out of it then.
Oh, what's reverb?
What's reverb? Like a doesn't what?
Yeah.
I do not know what reverb is.
I know what reverb is. I know what reverb is. See, I don't need any reverb. I got auto-tune.
No, I explained this to my wife last night, actually. We were watching something and I said, we've tried to auto-tune Una, but she's so bad at singing that even auto-tune can fix her.
That's not true.
It is true. Here, sing something now and I'll quickly auto-tune it.
One. Singular sensation, every little step she takes. Doodly doodly doo.
Cut. Now, see? Completely out.
No, I'm not.
Then you're just tone deaf. Anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Every move that she makes, one smile and suddenly nobody else will do. Doodly doodly doo.
All right, bye.
What?
Oh my God. Bye.
Bye.
The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.CO.